from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On that, Brian Batko, our friend and Steelers insider, was asked a pretty innocuous question in his mailbag today. Do you think that there's any chance the Steelers might trade for DK Metcalf? And he said, sure. I don't speak in absolutes, never say never, but I wouldn't wager much on it. DK Metcalf and Russell Wilson sure seem to get along pretty well, huh? More videos and clips and pictures of them working out. There's all these Steelers wide receivers there. Scotty Miller, Van Jefferson. I think that Roman Wilson, when I talked to him, might be flying out to California to meet up with Wilson and go through another Roman Wilson and Russell Wilson working out together this week. And then DK Metcalf was just randomly there. I don't think it would happen this offseason, but if Ayuk doesn't get, let me put it this way. If the Ayuk thing doesn't happen, and Russell Wilson has a good year, and the Steelers want to keep him,
make him happy. Give him his favorite target.
Could you get Metcalf then, depending on how Seattle's season goes? At that point, I think it would be possible.
Wouldn't it be more about how Jackson Smith and Jigba's season goes? I know he was more of a Lockett replacement, but like a stud.
I know, but I think these players now have... We see it with the Steelers, where they do Holdens. And
all right, what if their season goes really well then in Seattle?
No, but I don't think it has anything to do with that, Chris. I think it has to do with the player's level of contentness there. I think if a guy like DK Metcalf wants to be in Seattle long term, he stays. I think if he's disgruntled there, and even if they play well, he doesn't like his situation.
If they're 13-4 and he has a good year, why would he want to leave?
I mean, why did Tyreek Hill want to get out of Kansas City?
More money?
Right.
What is Metcalf making right now?
I think he's probably 18 or 19. It's right around the Deontay Johnson number, I think.
So he's going to probably want more.
Yeah, but I believe there's 2 years left on his contract.
Never stopped AB.
No, I don't think that he wants... I don't. Other than liking Russell Wilson, I see no reason why Seattle would want a divorce and Metcalf would want to get out of there right now. But I'm just saying a year from now, that could change, and the Steelers could very well still be in the market for a big-name wide receiver. The Ayuk thing just is going to continue to linger there until something happens with the 49ers, and it doesn't. Schefter was on with McAfee again today. It's like there's the staring contest that continues to go on.
The longer it goes, are you a believer that the more likely it is that he's just back there next year, or that actually the longer they stare at each other with no movement, something ends up breaking?
Well, it has to be the latter, because if they get something done, then it's over. There is no more speculation about him getting moved. I don't think they would sign him and then trade him after that, do you? I can't see that happening where he agrees to terms with the 49ers and then it's, okay, sit tight now that we got the contract worked out, we don't actually want to pay you that money. Let's ship you off to another team like Washington or Pittsburgh.
What about he just plays for one more year there and then he's gone? That's more what I was referring to. They're trying to get a Super Bowl. They just say, you know what, we're actually going to...
Yeah, but what would stop them from doing the T. Higgins franchise tag thing with him?
I mean, at that point, it's a gentleman's agreement. Or it's the old Joe Schoen behind the scenes. Saquon, we're not going to go through the franchise thing with you again this year.
Have you watched that show?
No, I've watched it in clips, but we all agreed. Me and Donnie and even... was it Aditi who agreed with us on that? That she had been watching it a little bit? Somebody else. Florio. Florio was like poo-pooing it, of course, but then we all decided we found the behind-the-scenes front office stuff infinitely more interesting than training camp video, like B-roll from training camp of guys hitting tackling sleds. Yeah, Schoen just saying to Barkley, yeah, we don't want to do that franchise tag thing. Are you going to come back around and at least let us make you an offer? Maybe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.